This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Magic have numbers if they go. Banchero now through the lane. He jams it down. B5 through five Raptors.
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
High screen from Franz. Now Kell spins into the lane. Long two. Off the rim. Franz can fly it in. Put back is good. Franz Wagner. It's your night, 22.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Hey, great to have you with us here on this Friday evening. Dante Marcatelli, Jake Chapman, another rendition of Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. The Orlando Magic are back at it here tonight. They're going to visit the Toronto Raptors, the second of three meetings between the Magic and the Raptors. And we'll have it for you at 7 o'clock right here on 96.9 The Game, 7 o'clock on Bally Sports Florida. And Jake, I was kind of surprised by this. The Magic are trying to win the season series against Toronto for the first time since 2011-12. How many teams have we played this year where they haven't swept or won the season series since 2011-12? Add another one to the mix.
Been a handful, and it makes it, you know, a lot of times you quickly sort of reflect on, okay, it's been some lean years here. Toronto's had some pretty sustained success over the course of the last 10, 12 years. You think about those Lowry, DeRozan teams, never got over the hump, obviously, because of LeBron James, largely in the Eastern Conference. But Nick Nurse and Masai built a pretty good program up there, and Jeff Weltman had a hand in as well.
Yes, he did.
And so it has been, but you're right. I mean, the 11-12 thing was right before I left, and so I think we clearly know exactly the root of all of this.
Yes, yeah. Well, it's been a long time.
And the success went with me, Dante. It followed me to Detroit by any stretch of the imagination, but no, it's been a while, and these, you know, you keep on checking these boxes, right?
That's the thing.
You got to get these wins, and you got to get these season wins. Season series wins, and we've had a few of them that have been pretty noteworthy, and I think this would be another one as well.
Magic have lost 8 of 9 in that building. They've lost 17 of 20 in their 14-29 all time at Scotiabank Arena, and that's just which opened up in February of 99. So that just, I mean, you're right. Toronto has been has had a lot of success, has been a good team, but they have kind of always had Orlando's number. They've always played well at home. So that has not been an easy place for this Orlando Magic team to play. And case in point, I mean, the Denver Nuggets had to come back from 22 down to beat this Toronto Raptor team. Toronto had Portland on the ropes, but still, Toronto comes in having lost 5 consecutive games and 7 of 8. And I find myself, Jake, I sat in here with my daughters last night. It was the first night of spring break, so they got to stay up a little bit late. And we sat here and we watched the Milwaukee Bucks and the Philadelphia 76ers. This has gotten a lot of fun here down the stretch. Magic kind of can't lose either way because they'd pick up a half a game on whoever lost. Could have got it to 3.5 on Milwaukee. But I think if you're a Magic fan, I think you wanted the outcome you got, which was Philadelphia losing to the Milwaukee Bucks. And now the Magic are a full 2 games up on Philly. So going into tonight, it's the New York Knicks that are fourth. They go to Portland and take down the Trailblazers. No problem for them. They're up 20 most of that game. So they win that. They've won 2 in a row. They got OG Anunoby back. Soon it'll be Julius Randle. Then it'll be Mitchell Robinson. At the end of the year, it feels like, and I could be wrong, but it feels like the Knicks are poised to go on a run. Probably going to, possibly going to solidify that fourth spot. But we'll see. We'll see. Obviously a lot to be said about that. And if it ends tied, the Magic have the tiebreaker. So that 4-5 could be the Magic and the New York Knicks, but the Magic come in fifth. They're 1 game now behind the Knicks. They are a game and a half up on Indiana, who is in sixth. They are a full 2 games up on Philadelphia, who is seventh, and they're 2.5 up on Miami, who is eighth. And then you start looking at it, and you say, okay, you're 12 up on Brooklyn with 16 games to go. And again, there's multiple websites and things that you look at, but if my math is right, and I think the Magic do own the tiebreaker with Brooklyn, because you finish the season at 2 games apiece, but then it goes to conference record, and the Magic are better there, and the Magic are better division record. So I have the Magic's magic number at 4 for clinching a play-in spot, which is remarkable, Jake, with 16 games to go.
Yeah, it'd be a combination of 4 Nets losses or 4 Magic wins. Sounds right to me, and because of the tiebreaker, yes, I can't put any sort of a crack in that that statement or that plan.
They have five. They have five. The website that I found, it does all the magic numbers. They have the magic number at five, which I can't see. I don't think they're factoring in tiebreakers. But I think if you look at the tiebreaker, you know, I believe it would be four. But either way, four or five with 16 to go, this is a great spot for this Magic team to be in.
Yeah, and we've been feeling, you know, I think the idea of somehow waking up in mid-April and being on the outside looking in, that's been a thought that we kind of got rid of basically going back to January. I mean, yes. once she started to get healthy and then, you know, into the All-Star break and coming out of it, this team has played like one of the top six seeds in the Eastern Conference. You know, obviously there was a stretch there where they played like one of the best teams in the league. You know, that water always finds its level, but you've got this big homestand coming up here. You just take care of business, and you're not just going to be in the top 10 in the Eastern Conference. I think you're going to be in the top six.
Correct, right. Yes.
New York, I think, has an opportunity to even catch Cleveland. They're three games behind them, a game clear of us. It's going to be tight, I think, as far as the Knicks go, but just keep your eye on the Pacers, Sixers, and Heat. And if those guys keep on losing, I mean, Miami is in a tailspin, Dante. Philadelphia, obviously.
Isn't that just an absolute shame?
It's just really disappointing. You feel for those guys down there.
They've lost four in a row, and they've got their next two games, including tonight at Detroit. So wouldn't that be something if the Pistons could help out a little bit? We've been playing much better basketball. I think
they've won three of four, Dante, to break up the Pistons.
And by the way, Toronto, I have to think, I didn't double-check this, but they have to be the only team that Detroit's beat twice this season, right?
You would think.
12 wins, and they beat the Raptors to end that 28-game losing streak, and then they beat them again the other night. No, but it is weird because usually this is the time of year where heat culture really kicks in, and I don't know if it's heat culture is it soured this time of year. I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to talk too much.
Now, Joy, those were really good teams. You're at OKC and you gave them fits. You took Dallas. You're at Dallas. You took them all the way down to the wire. Then you lost at home to Denver. So you've lost to some of the iron of the league. But that loss at home to Washington is huge. That's the difference between now. That's a Miami team that doesn't care where they sit. They don't even care if they got to do an extra game in the play-in. So I don't think it matters a ton to them, but it matters to the Magic, Jake, because you're now two games clear of that play-in scenario.
They go to Detroit for two, and then they're at Philadelphia and at Cleveland. So they're going to need to stack those two wins in Detroit, I think. And it is. You know, Miami could win the next 10 games in a row, and I wouldn't be surprised. They're the Miami Heat. It's just kind of the way they toy with the regular season. But no, in going back to the original point, we got to feel good about where we are right now. And I think it's, you know, the phrase control your own destiny, it is what it is because there's so much other stuff going on.
Sure.
But I'm sure this is the message Coach Mosley's relaying to his guys. It is fun. It's fun for you and I. Check scoreboards, check standings. But if the Magic just go out and take care of their own business,
they've
already put enough work in the first 66 games of the season to be where they want to be when all is said and done. Just handle your business, and then you can sort of keep an eye, you know, sort of in an ancillary way on all the other action.
Well, the Magic, they played Toronto once, and they got 25 points from Paolo Banchero 24 times this year. He's gone for 25 points in a basketball game. 15 times, he's done 25, 5, and 5. He's been very good against not only the Toronto Raptors, but it feels like this is the time of year with 16 games left where all the greats ramp it up a little bit. And I think as you see a young Paolo Banchero that now is has got 1 year under his belt, and now he's seeing how the level of competition is being raised here down the stretch. I thought it was unbelievable how he's reading the game, seeing the game. Wow, I love Wendell Carter Jr.'s comments to the media after the last game, praising Powell for the job that he does, feeling things out defensively, right? So the entire first half against Brooklyn, he was a facilitator. 5 assists there in the first half. And then when it was winning time, he just went to work. The only time in his career that he played a game and didn't miss a field goal. Pretty impressive with that 6-for-6 performance in that last game. So it feels like, Jake, that this might be the time that we might see Paolo Banchero kind of put the team on his back as they make this playoff push.
Yeah, and that's, you know, Coach Mosley always talks about how Paolo makes the right play no matter what. I didn't expect this in year two at this level. And, you know, the numbers are still – it's funny, like, the big knock on him if you're on NBA Twitter is, well, he's inefficient. You know, he's an inefficient. And I'm going, 6-6 is pretty efficient, right? Like, it's
pretty efficient, yes.
Reading a few of the tweets and then going back and saying, I'll tell you efficiency.
if you want to see it. But no, you think about that Utah game. He did the same thing. The fourth quarter, we had a matchup and we just pounded the ball to Paolo in the post, and he scored 10, 14 fourth quarter points. But then he ended up feeding Jalen Suggs for that last sort of barrage of threes. And he's done it all year, and it's gotten better as the year has progressed, doing exactly what you said and what Wendell said, feeling his way through it. But, he knows when it's winning time exactly what the bread and butter is that night. It might be him, sort of pounding the rock and exploiting a matchup, or it might be making the right play. Dante, the guy we've always described and used that phrase, he always makes the right play. The first guy I always ever think of is LeBron. That's
interesting. Yeah, true.
And,
right.
And they're different players, and obviously LeBron is the best or second best or wherever you want to put him, no matter what, and Paolo's got a long way to go. But the notion that in year two, he is able to score at the rate that he's able to score at.
Yeah.
But when you start sending the double, it doesn't take him long to figure out where he needs to go with the ball. And he's been able to, at 21 years old, he's already processing the game that quickly. That's pretty special. And it is surprising to me. I knew he was going to be a good scorer.
Yes,
I had
no idea
he had this kind of playmaking chops going back to when he was coming out of Duke. And he's just gotten so much better at that. But he had a lot of that sort of innately in there. He's just a great basketball mind.
He's perfecting it.
And exactly. And he's just getting better every night.
It's interesting to me, just by virtue of him having the basketball in his hands, somebody is open. Right? Because you gotta pull the body off from somewhere to try to pay attention to Paolo. And he's been able to pick defenses apart, and he's done a fantastic job of that. Case in point, you're 24-9 when Gary Harris makes 1-3. 24-9. So he has had the ability to find guys out there on the perimeter. He gets in the paint. He has patented that turnaround jumper right around the free throw line. He can hit it from anywhere, over the top of anybody. And if you send that second defender, he is going to find the open body. He did it the entire first half against Brooklyn, and he'll do it again tonight against the Toronto Raptors. It has just been a revelation, certainly. Follow Banchero. And more to come. And listen, this is how you find out what the greats are made of. These are not easy games, and you cannot look at the record of the Toronto Raptors here tonight and get caught up in that. 23-43 is the Orlando Magic record, but they have is the Toronto Raptors record. But the Magic have handled their business. 23-6 against teams under 500. They have, and it was one of the best records in the NBA. So this is one of those games that you cannot overlook. This Raptor team, even though they've lost 5 in a row, 7 of 8, they're playing at home. They've got guys that are playing for their NBA lives. So they're going to give you everything they got. And the Magic have an opportunity to take advantage of that. Hopefully they will here tonight. Don't miss out on all the amazing features available in the Orlando Magic app presented by Total by Verizon. Join the monthly giveaways and stay in the loop with our top stories and exclusive content. Stay up to date with personalized updates on your favorite players and all the Magic news that truly matters to you. Don't wait any longer. Download the Orlando Magic app today. Who's in, who's out, who's available tonight for the Magic and the Raptors? We'll break it all down when we return to Magic Drive Time in a moment.
Orlando Magic fans, season tickets are now on sale. Now is the perfect time for fans to score the best seats for the 2024-2025 season with your Orlando Magic season tickets. Your seats and games are guaranteed from the moment you purchase your plan. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the Magic all season long. Beat the buzzer and learn more at orlandomagic.com/season tickets.
How do you measure the human spirit? In points? Distance? Maybe decibels? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Advent Health, official champion of the human spirit.
No matter where you are for tip-off,
you're going to see a lot of this play.
The game is on.
Just outstanding.
Good for three.
Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Oh, my goodness.
Be here for the excitement.
Off the charts.
The thrills.
Slams it in.
The rivalries.
Put that on your highlight reel, young fella.
Be here for the moments that shape our season. Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Great.
game, guys. Now listen up.
In business, to have a winning streak, you need a dependable partner by your side. A lasting relationship where business needs meet personal solutions and expectations are always exceeded. When it comes to agility and performance, City National Bank, the official bank of the Orlando Magic, has the playbook to help you take your best shot. Visit citynational.com for more information. City National Bank is member FDIC.
Great dishes begin with top-quality ingredients. Goya offers a wide variety of products from rice, beans, masarepa, and seasonings to olives and olive oil, even low-sodium and organic items, to stock your pantry with a solid lineup of go-to ingredients. With Goya on your team, your signature dishes are always a slam dunk. For inspiration and recipes, visit Goya.com. And remember, if it's Goya, it has to be good. Goya is a proud partner of the Orlando Magic.
The ruggedly capable all-wheel drive Kia Telluride X-Pro is truly at the top of its game. It kind of reminds us of legendary four-time NBA champ Draymond Green.
Hold on, what?
Powerful performance in tough conditions.
Yep, that's Dre.
Totally dominates the lane.
Money Green coming through.
Intuitive, intelligent.
IQ on a trillion.
Bold and rugged.
Oh, yeah, bold and rugged. That part.
And has a combined 24.6 inches of dual panoramic displays and third row seating.
A panel what? Probably. I wouldn't put it past them.
The Kia Telluride X-Pro.
Telluride X-Pro. I like that.
Here's to legends in the making. Kia is the official automotive partner of the NBA and WNBA.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver errors and our driving conditions. Always drive safely and obey all traffic laws.
It's more fun to see the Orlando Magic hit the court live. And when you need tickets, Ticketmaster's got you covered with a wide selection of seats available for every game at a variety of prices. As the official marketplace of the Orlando Magic and the NBA, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to find your perfect seat, whether you're making plans in advance or heading to the game last minute. With their virtual view from seat feature, you'll get a preview of your section to make sure you have the best view to catch more of those dimes and dunks. And if your plans change, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell or transfer your tickets. Plus, mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. Find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Orlando Magic.
This is Paolo Bancaro of the Orlando Magic, and you're listening to Magic Drive Time with Dante and Jake, only on 96.9 The Game.
Welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time. We are presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli and Jake Chapman here with you. Time now for our call of the game. It's brought to you by Glip from RingCentral. Rethink the way you work with secure meetings and messaging on any device with Glip by RingCentral. Visit Glip.com to learn more. And Jake, I'm sure by now you heard the tragic news, and our thoughts and prayers are with everybody in the NBA. Our NBA family is hurting for RJ Barrett, not with the Toronto Raptors here today. Personal reasons, the tragic loss of his younger brother, Nathan, who went to Montverde Academy. So obviously has some Central Florida roots, just like RJ did. Passed tragically a few days ago. We don't know the cause. We don't know what happened. We know RJ will not be available here tonight, obviously. A nice statement by the Toronto Raptors, obviously in full support of RJ, and just the unthinkable and tragedy, and these kinds of things hit all walks of life all the time. But you're certainly gutted and heartbroken for RJ, the loss of his young brother. I believe he was back in Mississauga, Ontario, playing professionally in Toronto. So he was there in Canada, but again, your hearts are broken, and hopefully they can get through this, and we're all praying for RJ Barrett and his family and the Toronto Raptors. Obviously, they're hurting and they're gutted for their teammate in RJ Barrett, no question about it. So RJ obviously will not be a part of this thing here tonight, and we'll let you know who's in, who's out. Our injury report brought to you by Advent Health, official team physicians of the Orlando Magic. So in addition to RJ Barrett, obviously not with the team, personal reasons, Scotty Barnes is out, left hand fracture. You have Chris Boucher is out, partial tear of that MCL. Jakob Poeltl has a torn ligament in his left hand. He is out. Muhammad Gay is on two-way assignment. DJ Carton, an ankle sprain. He is out. Questionable is Gary Trent Jr. with the right groin strain. So you might see Gary Trent Jr. And for the Orlando Magic, you will not have the three that are involved with the Osceola Magic in Jet Howard, Kevon Harris, and Trevor Queen. And Trevor Queen, by the way, is quietly putting together another MVP candidacy season down there in the G League. And he's already won every MVP you can win. He won the All-Star Game MVP. He was the Championship Game MVP last year, or was the Season MVP.
last year, and he might try to go back-to-back here. But this Magic team, it will start the same way that they have been starting here, or at least the last game against the Brooklyn Nets. You're going to have Jalen Suggs, Gary Harris, Franz Wagner, Paolo Banchero, Wendell Carter Jr., and the Magic are 7-0 with that lineup. Jake, I was looking at this Raptor team, and you're thinking, okay, obviously with everybody that's out, it seems to be full tank mode, right? They're trying to get the highest draft pick they can with Toronto, and certainly that you understand that since the trade, you know, they're not a very good defensive team offensively. They're kind of blowing this thing up and going through this rebuild. And then you realize, well, these are legit injuries, and obviously the tragedy with R.J. Barrett. So these guys are out for legitimate reasons. And you also look at it, they do not have – they're currently seventh in the draft scenario. They, for the Jakob Poeltl trade, they gave away a first-round pick, and they do – that is 1-6 protected. So if they finish seventh or higher, they do not get that pick for Jakob Poeltl. So I would think they are desperate, and they're a half a game now out behind Memphis, 4-6 in the standings. I would think they are desperate to get in that top six.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. I, you know, it's been such a well-run organization for so long. There's been some perplexing moves over the course of the last year and a half. Far be it for me to second guess what Masai's got going on. Bobby Webster, our old buddy.
Yes, right
here. But this season is, God, you said before the break, you got guys playing for their NBA lives the rest of the way here for Toronto, and I just had a flashback to the last two seasons for us are really going back to 2021 and then when it was 2022. It's a tough place to be. Obviously, we're gonna play, you know, half of the 905 tonight. I think gonna see a whole bunch of Jameis Ramsey.
Yes, you might. Yeah, very good. 10-day, yeah.
Yeah, but still dangerous nonetheless. And there are still players who give us fits that are still available. And you never quite know because of exactly what you said. I mean, I think they're 10-13 at home. Haven't been a good team at all, but close to a 500 team at home. It's always a tough place to play. It's going to be a Friday night, and Raptors fans are some of the best in the league, even when they're in situation like this, right? So I'll be locked in. So can't take it for granted. As you said, sometimes there's danger in guys on 10 days and guys knowing.
Oh, absolutely.
This is the opportunity I'm going to get, whether it's here or elsewhere. I need to put some good film out there. So, you know, I don't want to play against five troubling queens, for instance, because those guys are torture, man.
That are battling like heck. No, you're exactly right. But case in point, you have not overlooked these teams. You've handled your business, and you found a way to win. And we've talked about it before. You know, we're not believers that you have to lose to learn the lessons, but possibly did you see a different approach in the last game against Brooklyn based on what happened the two games prior?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I saw a different team with Jalen back in there. Starting lineup has not lost, Dante. I mean, like, they're...
Yeah,
And it hasn't been just, we caught, you know, lightning in a bottle because there have been the injuries. So it's like, it feels like every two games we get that starting lineup again, and it's like, oh, okay, here we go. And then, you know, you've got injury maintenance or whatever. They seemed rested and they seemed sharp and locked in.
Yes,
to see that you got to keep it going. We don't have, when's our next back-to-back? I mean, I think we've got another week or so.
I think the 29th and 30th. Yeah. But they're two home games, home back-to-back.
Exactly. And so I have a sense that, and the competition is about to stiffen, but I think we should be able to kind of maintain that same level. You know, knock on wood, as far as we stay healthy, then at this point of the season, I feel like we should be able to expect that kind of effort that we saw the other night, night in and night out. Yeah, there's going to be a few times and situations we kind of wade into games. We tend to do that. But with that said, like, these are all big the rest of the way. And Coach Mosley's done such a great job all season long of not only preparing Magic for every game, each of 82, but also every opponent. And Cole Anthony talked about it the other day. They just respect everybody across it. They know they haven't proven anything yet. There is no we've arrived and we can coast through this game. Every game is a chance to get better, and every game matters when all is said and done. They saw that last year. You know, that 5-20 start ended up, you know, at the end of the year, you're going, boy, if we had just got one or two of those games
in
November, we would have had a postseason opportunity. So lesson learned, and that's a sign of a good coach and a good group of guys, is that they remember those things and they work really hard to avoid them.
Well, I think it helps that they were that team for the last 2 or 3 years, right? They were that team that played hard at the end and tried to play spoiler and try to knock off playoff teams and try to get big wins that way. And they remember that. That's fresh in their mind. And now they know that's what the opposition is trying to do. So our upcoming games look ahead. It's powered by Ticketmaster. Huge weekend. Absolutely huge weekend. They're all big down the stretch. But you're at Toronto tonight, 7 o'clock right here on 96.9 The Game, 7 o'clock on Bally Sports 40. You come back home on Sunday. Then you start an 8-game homestand. You'll do so against these same Raptors here tonight on Sunday. And then Tuesday against the Charlotte Hornets. So these next three are huge. You don't look past any opponent, any game. A huge opportunity if you do what you have to do and you're supposed to do this time of year. You could be sitting in the driver's seat here going into that 8-game homestand. That'll do it for Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Big weekend. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.